We've come to the machlokes here in the sugya. If yachlokes depends on chalukei chayli esemis, a taisa shita, or if yachlokes depends on lekavadei rabbi, like Rashi and the Rivan and the Yaisa shita. And I mentioned to you on Thursday that each shita has one case, which is a major problem for that shita, which is why the other Rishonim argue. So Thursday we spoke about this kasha on Rashi and all those who hold lekavadei rabbi. That if it depends on vadei rabbi, it's shvev from shneim adukim b'shtar, where the din Tosis brings from Dav Zayin that the din by shneim adukim b'shtar is yachlaiku, and there it's l'chayra vadei rabbi. So that was the problem with the shittas that hold. It depends on vadei rabbi. What are you going to do by shneim adukim b'shtar? Shneim adukim b'shtar, why do you say yachlaiku? It's a vadei rabbi. So that was the kasha on the shita, all the shittas that hold that it depends on vadei rabbi. Today, let's talk about the difficulty with Taisa Shita. Taisa Shita is that it doesn't depend on Vadei Rabbi, that it depends on Chalukah Yechayim Liyasemis. The whole thing depends on whether the Chalukah could be true or cannot be true. So if the Chalukah could be true, then we do Yachlaiku. If the Chalukah can't be true, so then whatever the deed of all. The Kasha on Taisvis. Before we get to what they ask on Taisus, just to speak out Taisus. What about Mona Shlishi? Taisus says. By Mona Shlishi, why don't we say the Chalukah is a Chayli Asemis? By Mona Shlishi, where one person gave $200 and one person gave $100, and now each one claims to have given the third $100. But Taisus, why don't we say Chalukah is a Chayli Asemis? Why don't we say over there that it could be he bought from him half of that $100, and it's half his and half his. So Taisus answers that what? So Taisus answers that ein haderech was Taisus lashon. Ein derech sheyikdo layachatzi achri shuviyad chaveiro. Right, Taisus lashon. Right, ubemona ein derech sheyikdo layachatzi achri shuviyad chaveiro. It's not normal to sell someone something which is in a third party's hand. Normally people don't do that. Why don't they do it? It doesn't mean halacha. Taisus means it's just people buy things. You don't like to pay someone for something unless he has it. If you pay for him for something which is someone else's hand, so it's not the derech of people to pay for things that are someone else's hand. That's how Taisus explains that mana shlishi the halacha can't be true because it's not the derech to buy things that are someone else's hand. Now, the Dibros Moshe struggles to understand why. Well, why don't people buy things that are someone else's hand? Like, well, what kind of umdin is that? Yechel Aliyah Semis means it's possible. So Moshe says, maybe, what kinyan are you going to do? Or if someone has my money, and I want to sell you the money which he has that's mine. So which kinyan? It's very hard to figure out what kind of kinyan to do on something like that. Huh? In Agav, I would have to be selling you Taka, not to be in Agav. Yeah, but usually there's no hesitancy. What? If you have Namish Lashdan, then it wouldn't be a problem, because then the Shomer would know whose it is. Yeah, but he would know that he sold him half. Okay. Chalipin doesn't work on Kesef, doesn't work on money. What? There's no chalipin. Chalipin is only on, it could be on cargo, it could be on a tafelim, it's only on a keli, it's not on coins. But pay anything to the chalipin. So Ramesha says he could figure out kinyanim, some of the more obscure kinyanim. There's something called the kinyan udisa, or. He says he can figure out what type of kinyan to do. Maybe he says that that's why people don't do it. It's hard to figure out a kinyan. But Ramesh is not happy with that either, because he says that you can have Mona Shlishi is not after by cash. He says the case of Mona Shlishi by Kalim also. That they gave him a bunch of Kalim to hold. And there, it's the same din. The Mana Shlishi is Yemuna. And it's easy to do a Kenyan on Kalim. You do a Kenyan Chalitin. It's easy Kenyan. So Moshe has a hard time figuring out why what Tosis means, that it's not the derech for it to sell something in someone else's hand. But Stamar Moshe was looking for a technical reason to Darko. We understand that just the way people are. People, I think that's the way we understand Tosis, not a technical thing. Just it's human nature that you don't want to buy something. You're going to pay someone for something if he doesn't have it. If somebody else is holding it, that's the way we would learn, or we would learn Tosis. Now, well, we're going to get to it. The Rush holds the same as Tosis, the whole thing, except for this one line that Ramosha struggles with. In fact, the Rush himself also doesn't say this to Kuba. That's not the derech to buy things in a third person's hand. The Rush, the whole thing, command everything is exactly the same as Tosis, except for this one line. That Tosis says it's not the derech to buy something in someone else's hand. So the Rush has a different shot, which we'll hopefully learn inside later. So there is a certain amount of pikpuk on what Tosis means. It's not the derech to buy something in someone else's hand. But I'm a chayyur, the pshat will have, you could go with this pshat, that's not the derech. I don't think most people understand it. It's not the derech. Yeah. The kasha, the case that the problem with Tosis is the kasha of the tzais. The first tzais is Simon Kuflamer test. He asks, it's shver. On Tosfos, who says everything depends on Chalukia Chalukia Demis, it's shver on Tosfos from the case of Mekach U'Memkach. We're going to have a case in the Gemara as follows. Reuben and Shimon are holding on to a talis, and each one claims he bought it from Yaakov, from the original owner. Yaakov owned the talis. And Reuben says, I bought it from him. And Shimon says, I bought it. And Reuven says, I gave him money. And Shimon says, I gave him money. And we go to Yaakov, we say, who'd you sell it to? So Yaakov tells us, both of them gave me money. Chad midaiti, the chad bal karchi. One of them I was masking to. And one of them just threw the money at me against my will. And the two of them, each one's holding the talis, each one says he's the one that this meicher was masking to, and the meicher is not sure. He says it's too much of a tumult, I don't remember who I was masking to, b'shas mechira. So Tshneimer is in the talis, and the Gemara says that's also a din of Yachlaiku. So that's the case in the Gemara. The Tzais brings it from the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch brings this case. So Frektik Tzais Akasha on Tzais, he says, I don't understand. Over there, the chalukah is not yechayla liyeh emes. In that case, what was the case? Each one wanted to buy it, and the meicher was masking to one. He says, I don't know which one I was masking to. So he didn't sell it half to one, half to the other, that's for sure. The meicher is saying, I sold it to one midaitai and one balkarchi. One I was masking to, one I wasn't masking to. So how could the chalukah be emes? How could the chalukah be emes? It can't be that it's half his and half his. Elamai, you're going to say, no, it could be. Maybe he sold it to one, and afterwards, one of them sold it to one, and one of them bought it from the other. One of them paid the other one for half. So what do you mean? When did he pay it for half? When it was still in the meicher's hands. If the meicher still had it, so it's not the derech to buy things that are in someone else's hands. When it's in their hands, they're already each holding it. Each one's holding half of it. Each one's saying, at what point did this mechira take place that he would have bought half of it? So the Tzai says that like Tosis, it's a problem. The problem with Tosis is the case of Mekach U'Memkach. The case of Mekach U'Memkach Pashtos, it's Eina Chalukah Yechayli Yesemes. There's no Chalukah Yechayli Yesemes. They both grabbed it from the Meicher, from him. And the Meicher says, I don't remember. And so what's the likelihood that it's Yechayli Yesemes? This is the Tzaisis Kasha. So both are Navadei Ramai, because each one could say, I think he was masking to me. If you think about how it is when two people are arguing with someone, you should tell, it could be that way. So it's Navadei Ramai. Each one thinks he was masking Tzal to me. And the other says, no, he's masking Tzal to me. You see, these things happen all the time. It's so. What? And each one thinks to me first. It's fine. So that's, so by Metzia, no, it's by Metzia, it's not Navadei Ramai. Right? Just each one could tell me. Each one says Kol Shlivu, we say Afloitu. No, by Ani Raktia, it's Vadei Rami. If each one says Ani Raktia, that's Vadei Rami Emunah. Right? But normally in Metzia we say that it's Afloitu, because it's like a Vadei Rami. So what are you getting? And therefore, it makes sense that there's lack of other rabbis. And therefore what? Therefore, it's chaluk yechaluk esemes. How does chaluk be true? How can he sell to both of them simultaneously? He sold to both of them at the same second. At the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is chad midaiti v'chad bal karche, which is really what the Gemara is going to say. So it doesn't really fit into the Gemara. He's saying I sold to one willingly and to one bal karche. That's the case. In that case, the tzeinach looking for the same. Same shot.
Like
mona shlishi.
Went
down
with mona shlishi. When both of them give the money at the same time, the person will be sharing the money to both of them. However, over here, the problem is that you can't be like, who's taking the money, not them. Yeah, it's the opposite. Here they themselves are taking the money.
And therefore,
the both being Muslim,
but the chaluk is a chayli esemes, though. The kasha is, could the chaluk be true?
Do you pass it over here by the monastery, you have to look at the athletic if you want. And it's a problem that they're not being
But you can't get away from the fact that by Mona Shlishi, otherwise, you would say that place is a Vekbar. It would be a Chayli Yisemis, then we'd say Achlaik with it. Then a Chayli Yisemis, so we don't. But they can't get away from that. That's Pesach. So this is the Ketzaisis Kasha. Nachmas David says that it's not so schwer. It could be that while it was in the hands of the Meicher, if he took the money, that one did buy it from the other. Even though we say it's not the derech to buy things when it's someone else's hand. It says here, since you know that each one wanted to buy it, you know that each one was arguing with him, was trying to be mefayis him to buy it. Once you're talking in such a case where each one tried to be mefayis him to beg him, so here it's called Yechayl Ali Esemes. Even though people normally don't buy things that someone else is holding, but in such a case where we know that each one was begging him to sell, and they were so begging him, they were throwing money at him, so in such a case it's considered a possibility that one was Mephias the other and bought half of it for him. That's what the Nachmas David says. That's such a satisfying parrot, because Pashtus, each one thinks that he sold it to me. Why would he pay the other person for half? The Pashtus of the... There's no Nachmas David says. Nachmas David says, it could be he paid him for half. I don't know. To me, it's all strange, because each one gave money to the Meicher. So each one thinks that the Meicher sold it to him. Why did he leave his money with the Meicher? He thinks the Meicher sold him. So why would he pay the other person for half? It's just hard to say the words. So why did he leave his money there? He left his money there and he paid the other person for half of it?
Listen, I know you're right, but I want to get the other one.
So there was a Vadei Shakra. I guess that's another love of the same. This is how the Nachmas David answers it. It's certainly not a teretz that's mufach. If you're stuck without a teretz. But for now, that's the teretz we have. There's the concise teretz, which I hope still to get to. But for now, we'll leave it at this. This is the case that Shver on Taisvis. We had two cases. We had Shnayim Adukim Bishtar is the case that Shver on Rashi and the Riba. By Shnayim Adukim, when we say Achloiku, we shouldn't because of Vada Ranai. And today we have the first Kasha, the Mechafomemkar is Shver on those who hold the Nechli Vachayli Samus. Why do you say Achloiku? These are the two Kashas. Come again, that if Bemechomerka? Why is there no point in saying Yemunach Bemechomerka? There's no point in saying Yemunach because since you have to give the money back, the Rav Chaim says this in the last paragraph. Okay, so no, that could be. Since there's the money involved, that's why it's different. Okay, I have to come to that.
Any time people argue, they both want it.
In the case of Manashlishi, they both want it, but no one's going to buy it from the other because he just wants to get free money. That's why he wants money. There's no chashash, then why would he buy it from him? It's Manashlishi. He keeps his money. He's going to buy it. Okay, there's a third case, which Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha, which is shver on both. Okay, these cases, one was shver on Rashi and the Riva, one was shver on Tosfos. Rabbi Kiva Eger on Daf Chav Ches has a case which he says is shver sai on Rashi and the Riva and sai on Tosfos. And that's the case of Simonim v'Simonim Yaniach. Simonim v'Simonim. The case is a Moitzi Aveda finds an Aveda. He's machriz the Aveda. And if he's machriz, two people give the right simon. So now he doesn't know what to do. Only one of them is the owner, and two people are each one giving the simon. So the Gemara says, Yoniach, Yehemunach, that Yehemunach had Shiyav Eliyah. So after Bekiva Eger, this case is shver on everybody. Because L'chaira, you should say Achlaiku, no matter what. First of all, it's Chalukah Yechayli Yisemes. It could be it's half his and half his. Right? Why is it? It should be Chalukah Yechayli Yisemes. Just like Tosfos holds, Ani Araktia. Each one says, I wove it. So Tosfos says, that's Chalukah Yechayli Yisemes. It could be it's half his, half his. They're both lying. Simanim v'simanim. Isn't it the same thing? You have an Aveda. Two people, each one says it's mine totally, and he says it's mine totally. He gives a sim and he gives a sim. It's possible that they should sin. It belongs to both of them. And they're both lying. It's just as much a possibility as Anir Aktiya. So, Prechter V'Kiva Eger, when he was Simanim v'simanim, why do we say Achloikim? Why do we say Yehimunach? If a third person is like this for them, okay, so I'd like to hopefully to get to come back to what you said. The first kasha is that the chalukah is a chayli yisamis. The second kasha is that even my Rashi is shver. Rashi says vadei ramai, that everything depends on this vadei ramai. So by simonim, the Chaim says it's possible that they both lost the same thing with the same simon. The possibility that it has the same simon. Simonim are not things that are necessarily only one such thing in the whole world. Simonim could be many things which can repeat themselves. So by simonim is simonim, why do you say yeimunach? Again, you say achleiku because there's a vadai, there's no vadai rabbi. It could be coincidentally they both lost it. They both lost the same thing, and therefore the din should be vayta should be achloik. And Rabbi Kiva Eger doesn't have a teretz. Rabbi Kiva Eger by shver from this case of simanim v'simanim. Why is it? Why by ehu arba do we consider it to be vaderav? It's a good question. I don't see it's not directly connected to this Rukhaim though, to this Kiva Eger. Okay, we're assuming that by Yahu Arba, that it's Vaday Ramai, you mean, we say the same thing, they're originally Shutfim. And the question is good. If the Yahu Arba has two cases, one of Zav Oisai and Zav Oisai, it's a little less, it is the Chayrus of Vaday Ramai. The Shutfim, what I think it's. No, I'm sorry, you're asking Vaday Ramai, you're asking Chalukah Chalei Samus. I'm sorry. Vaday Ramai, there is. He says Shalav Oisai, he says Shalav Oisai. Or he says Shali and Shali, there's a bad idea.
They both have
but the Hu Arba has nothing to do with Simanim. Hu Arba is talking that there's a specific boat out in the harbor, and he says, my boat, he says, my boat. It's not, there's nothing to do with Simanim. There'll be there 100 such boats. But yeah, see, the difference is when you lost something, so you're claiming it's yours. You're claiming it's yours based on the simon. You're not claiming I know it's mine because I had it all along. Hayu Arba, it wasn't lost. Hayu Arba, each person is claiming that it's been my boat all along. I can have simon on it. If the boat would have been a lost boat, then nothing I need to do that. Alright, so this is Rabbi Akiva Eger's Kasha, Rabbi Akiva Eger's Lakshya. So here, Rabbi Chaim comes with what seems at first glance like such a push at the talent, you wonder why the Kivagan didn't think of it. Reb Chaim comes with the following talent. Reb Chaim says that the case of Simanim is Simanim is different. Why? Because there we're talking about an Aveda. We're talking about an Aveda that it was lost. The person found it. The person who finds it now has a fiyuv of Hashavas Aveda. He has a fiyuv to hold on to this Aveda until he finds the right owner. He has a shomer. He's a shomer. Whether he likes it or not, you pick up an Aveda and it has a simon. You have to hold on to it until you find the right owner. It could be Shiavi Elio. But you have to hold on to it until you find the right owner. In that case, what was Rabbi Kivega's kasha? The person found it. Two different people give simon. So the kasha is, let's say yachlaiku. Let them split it. Zot Reb Chaim, in a chinam. Indeed a Bezdin will pass in yachlaiku. But why does Bezdin pass in yachlaiku? Because it's endless that it's half is, left after. It's like the pshara that we do. We don't know what to do, so we say yachlaiku. That's why Bezdin passes yachlaiku. But a Shomer Aveda, he has no right to make Psharis. He has no right to say, look, I don't know if it's yours, I don't know if it's yours, split it. He has Tiyuvei Hashavas Aveda, the Torah threw on him an Achrayis of Hashava. Since he has an Achrayis of Hashavas Aveda, so he's limited, he can't give it up to throw it into a case of Yachlaiku. Because he has his Achrayis of Hashavas Aveda. Reb Chaim says it would be the same thing by a Shavas Gezela. Let's say someone stole something. He doesn't know from whom he stole. So Reb Chaim also says that in a situation, whatever the Hechatimtzu would be, it can never be Yachlaiku. Two people claim he stole from them. It still can't be Yachlaiku. Because even if the Chalukah could be true, it still can't be Yachlaiku. Because he has a Chiyuv of a Shavas Gezela. So I do the same thing. You can't throw a situation of Yachlaiku on someone who has a Chiyuv Hashava. This is the aside that Reb Chaim stells avek. That when you have a Chiyuv of Hashava, you can't say a din of Yachlaiku. Hashava Saveda, you can't return it to a place where it's Yochali Asems. You have to return it to a place where it's kapaskin that it ends. The fact that it could be true is not a good enough Hashava Saveda. Someone comes to me and says, I lost it, I don't have some money. It's Yochali Yasami. But you still can't give it back. You have to give it back to a place where Alpi did it. It is endless. So Yehimunach means he has to keep on holding it. He's got the kind of Hashava. Even if you, even in case you have Munach, if they're going to bring Rayas, Rurais, then you can even achleik for something's raya, but we reopen the case. You can't say, you certainly can't say kol olam davar, because for shemir aveda can't put the aveda in a place where kol olam davar is going to win. It's not enough of a proof.
He
has the chiyuv to return. No, what the Yaki is saying is that if someone will bring a raya, you return. It's true, if someone bring a raya, you will return it. If it's a good raya. When we say kol olam gavar, they bring rayas, the way I understand it, what does it mean? Kol olam gavar, either they fight or they bring rayas. How do you understand raya? What are they saying? Kol olam gavar with rayas. Rayas, of course. Rayas, if you have eidim, you win. It's rayas. The way I understood, I don't know if I'm right, is that a kol olam gavar with rayas mean, what does it mean? Let's say, you have to picture it in real life, right? You're holding something, and two of your campers claim it's theirs. So they have to bring rayas. So there are certain rayas that are good rayas at best. Then there are other kind of rayas, where each one talks to the other in a way, you know, there are certain rayas that are not rayas at best. That's a federic argument. So kol olam is better than Yehuna. Well, because I'm a shomer, I have to hold it until I find the owner. If I can't find the owner, I'm allowed to hold on to it.
Right. There's some sort of raya. It's something.
It's not. You have to return it to someone while he did. We consider it to be certainly his. Follow his owner. This is Reb Chaim's insight. Reb Chaim says, you're going to ask me by Mona Shlishi. The Gemara is going to ask, on Gimel, on Gimel, the Gemara is going to ask, by Mona Shlishi, why don't we say Achlaikud? See, if Zot Reb Chaim, you'll ask me over there, there's also a Chiyav Hashava. There's a Shomer who's holding it. There's Mechuyav and Hashava. So the Shomer is holding Mechuyav and Hashava. Why doesn't he say, how can you say Achlaikud? How come the Gemara says you should say Achlaikud? Zot Reb Chaim, Mana Shlishi is talking that they gave it all three manas, all 300 in one shot to the Shomer. That's the case of Mana Shlishi. Normally, if one person gives you $200 and someone else gives you $100 separately, it's your achrayus to remember who gave you what. It would be the Shomer's achrayus. He would have to pay if he forgets. The case of Mana Shlishi is they gave it the krach echa, they gave it in one bundle. They gave the two of them gave him $300 together, and they told him $200 is one of us and $100 is one. Zav Reb Chaim, the case where the money is given to Krach Echad, there the Chiyav Hashava can also be the Krach Echad. The Gemara there asks, you should do Yachloiku. You know why? Because either the Chiyav Hashava, of a Shomer is to give it back the way I got it. You gave me a bundle of $300 to the two of you, I'll give you back a bundle of $300 to the two of you. It's not a chesaron in the Chiyav Hashava. So that's why Mana Shlishi is different. The Chiyav Hashava doesn't make that he can't do Yachloiku. The Chiyav Hashava allows him to give it to the two of them. The case of Simanim is different. There, he found it. He found it was only lost by one person, and he found it. There, his Chiyav is to give it back to one person. You have to give it back to one person, so you can't give it back to two people. That's a chesaron in the kiyum of the Chiyav Hashava. So this is Reb Chaim's teretz on Rabbi Kiveg's kasha, that whenever you throw in the Torah being the Chiyav Hashava to the Bailim, that's a whole different story, and there you can't possibly do Yachloiku. That's why Simanim v'Simanim is Yehemunach. And Reb Chaim adds, normally, Yehemunach is a knas. Normally, there's a Vadei Ramai. Two people are arguing. And one of them is Vadei Lying. Why do we say Yehemunach by Vadei Ramai? It's a knas on the liar. You want the liar to admit. Normally, Yehemunach, Reb Chaim says, it's a knas. It's a punishment to the liar. He says, here, by Simanim v'Simanim Yehemunach, it's a different Yehemunach. There it's a yehimunach that's min adin. It's not a knas on the liar. It's min adin that it should be yehimunach. Why? The Torah says if you find something and you don't have the owner, you have to hold on to it until the yehimunach comes. It's a different yehimunach. It's a yehimunach. A yehimunach of knas, we only say when there's a vade rama. Here there's no vade rama, maybe each of them lost it. Here the yehimunach is an ikra dindika yehimunach. The person who found the aveda is responsible to return it. This is the Reb Chaim's yesod. So why did Rabbi Akiva go like this? Where could you be methodic? It sounds like such a solid terrace, such a logical terrace, no? Very logical terrace. I have to hold it, I can't give it back. It's such a Keith Hager, I told you once, Keith Hager is cautious, he can't answer so easy. You have to understand nobody has any pukim on the Rav Chaim's terrace. Maybe it's both of them. So it's not Rav Chaim, you can't give it back to a maybe it's both of them. That you can't. Each one says it's totally his. You're going to tell me it's a vadite that it belongs to both of them? I don't see it. You know, your friend might know a simon on your thing. Just because he can later give a simon doesn't prove it. It doesn't prove that it's using b'shutis. Two people give a simon. Simon is a raya that it's his. Or that each one lost the same thing. The whole case is not mistaken. I mean, the whole case is it's a thing that doesn't happen usually. Simon usually isn't. I don't know. What seems to me to be a chiddush in Reb Chaim. I'm not saying kasha Reb Chaim. Just saying why maybe Reb Akiva Eiger didn't want it. Like, who has a bigger chiyuv to do to return things? The person who finds an aveda, or the bezdin, the Sanhedrin that has to pass it. It's a funny thing. We're saying that if you find an aveda, we hold you to a higher standard of returning it than bezdin. Two people come to bezdin with an argument. Bezdin also has to do the right thing. As a mitzvah of the Torah, it's bezdin to pass it up a halacha. So bezdin also has to do the right thing, and bezdin is allowed to make sharis when they have no way out, as long as it's yechelul yisemes, and as long as there's no vadei ramai. So we understand, like Zeres Hakosim, it's a svara that when it's impossible, when you can't figure it out, bezdin has a right to do yachloiku. So isn't the stavar like we give bezdin the right to do yachloiku, and the person will find an aveda, we say no, you can't do yachloiku, you have to return it to the right owner. That nekuda, you know, if I found something and people got into an argument, you know what I would do? I would go to Bezdin. I tell Bezdin, listen, I found this. Here, you take it and you just take care of it for me. When I say you take it physically, I would go to Bezdin. Tell Bezdin, you tell me what to do. And let Bezdin pass it. Isn't that what a Shem Raveda does? So it's a little strange. The Reb Chaim, I shouldn't say strange. Reb Chaim's stuff is right. It doesn't need my askama, but I'm just pointing out where it's a chiddush that Rabbi Akiva Eiger maybe wasn't so nicha. Reb Chaim is saying that a person who finds an aveda is more achroi to hold on to it until he's vadai, than Bezdin is achroi to hold on to it until it's vadai. Even though Bezdin has a right at a certain point to say, I'm not going to find out the vadoyas. Nobody has rayas. Bezdin has a right to say, okay, let's do yachloiku, which probably Bezdin is doing the wrong thing in the sense, shleimos and betalos probably belongs to one of them. But to play the ESMs, Bezdin has a right to make charis. So the person who finds the aveda can't go with the rules of Bezdin. That's sometimes finished. That the one who finds it is more achroi. Does that make sense? The one who finds it is more achroi than the Bezdin.
Does Bezdin make it to a free time? Does Bezdin make it to a free time?
The Bezdin, so why does Bezdin have to give it to the right owner? Because the mitzvah of the Torah. I should have to be shechet tita l'chala, it's not the l'chala mishpat. You have to do a mishpat correctly. So even though the Torah told Bezdin to do a mishpat correctly, we understand that means you do the mishpat correctly. You can't always figure out whose it is. You do your best. If you have to yachlaik, you do yachlaik. By Shemar Aveda, the Torah said return it to the right person. We're not saying the same thing. Do your best. You're right. It's a different chiyuv. His chiyuv is hashava. Bezdin's chiyuv is to do the din. To do the din. So the chiyuv hashava, interesting. Chiyuv hashava could be more. Right? What we're really telling him is you have to find out who the owner is. But that's because he has a chiyav hashava. His chiyav hashava is such, he can't let go of this until there's a vada. He can't let go until there's a vada. That's what you say, Yehuda. To me, that's a chiddush. He can't hold on to it until there's a vaday. It's not enough that al pidin it should be given a certain way. If the svaras halacha would require that it be divided a certain way, so he can't, why can't he do that? Does he have to give it to the right owner? It's a funny thing. You say Bezdin's deciding. Bezdin's really learning the Mishnah in Bava Metzia and saying that we learned from this Mishnah, he acted like it was the best choice. So why can't a Meshav Aveda do the same thing? And when Bezdin makes a psak, they also have to give it to the rightful owner.
When Bezdin makes a psak, the Meshav Aveda, the whole his verse of the canvas, the answer is to return it to the rightful owner. By when Bezdin passes the Meshav Aveda, he's not returning it to the rightful owner. There's no Hashavah there.
He's not returning it to the rightful owner. He's doing the best he can do. He can't return it to the right place. He can't make sharis. He can't make sharis. He can't make sharis. But if he's being pesheya, if that's the way it works out, al pi halacha. If al pi halacha, when two people claim something, this is the way the halacha. Look, the Chochmas HaTorah tells us that if you have no rayas, yachlaik was the best of all the choices. Right? And you can't do da'ezim, and you can't do kol olam davar, which whoever asked before, according to this, Pasha, you can't do Kol Olam Davar, you can't, Shaymer, Kata Mastavar, you can't do Kol Olam Davar, lots of upsats.
Off his part, that's what we said. We said the main reason to be on flight is to make sure that the one who really owns it gets it the right way. But off the Bezdin itself, Bezdin rather be Kol Olam Davar, if Bezdin better back into Kol Olam Davar, he's not allowed to give him Kol Olam Davar, I think for sure can't be on flight. That's the same reason why we said Bezdin can't be on flight. The reason why we said Bezdin has to
what you're telling me is it's there's a custom that he can't. I'm telling you is logically he should do what's best for the owners. We have this umdana that it's really better for owners to do yachloiku than yehimuna. We have this assumption, which is why the whole Mishnah comes. Right? Everyone agreed yachloiku was a better choice than yehimuna. So why can't a Shomer Aveda say, look, I'm not going to end up giving it back. They'll bring Raya's, we'll decide that. Right now it looks like I want to end up giving it back. So I'm going to hold it forever and ever. I'll give it to my Enoch, my children, my Enoch, they'll hold it until the Mashiach will come. Isn't it better? At least let me give each one half. Isn't that better? What? And Pesach, and Loisata Mishpat doesn't mean Paskin and give it to the right owner? Because we're saying in Svara that if you can't do anything, it's better to make a pshara. So if you're going to tell me that we're not going to let this person, the Shemar Aveda, can't make a pshara because he might make a mistake. Bezdin smart, they could do it. Him, we don't trust. So I hear that. But here, I'm not talking about him making a pshara on his own. I'm talking about Shemar is a metalist, the Dinez Yachloiku, so Chazal shuts up Yachloiku is better than Yehimunah. So why can't a Shemar Aveda do it? He's not a Pesheya. He's doing the best of all the choices. He's not more of a Pesheya than Bezdin.
His job is to return to the right person. By him giving it half the choice,
He's not going to give it to that person anyway. He's going to do Yemunah. And we all agree Yemunah is, but we all agree Yemunah is less desirable.
It's not for the Baal. It's better for the Baal. Hashem is not for the Baal. It's for him. It's his mitzvah. If he wants to pick it up and keep it, it's his mitzvah. If he doesn't want to understand
it, I'm asking. Rav Chaim says what you're saying. All I want is to see it, to live from Rabbi Akiva Eger's eyes.
He said the same thing. He wanted to touch it. He said he'd rather say call the wrong number because he can't let Beth make the wrong stop. For sure, can't let him make the wrong stop. His brother would have sparred with him in place.
But in this case, what would we do by Beth? Why does Bezdin use all these svaris? But by Bezdin, Bezdin
is master. Of course, he'll tell you somebody he doesn't want it. So Bezdin, we can let him do it, and he can't.
So why can't we let him? Because he'll make a mistake? No, that's not pshat. Because Bezdin will tell him to do it. Well, why is he any worse? It seems Reb Chaim says it's there's a cost of Hashem and Tavel. They say the Torah says you have to give it back, period. And Bezdin, the Torah says Mishpat means Psharas too. I guess it means something along those lines. The din of Mishpat is different than this din. I'd like you to look at one line in the Rush. I told you before, the Rush is different than Tosfos. Beaker in one line. Where again, the Rush is the same sheet as Tosfos. So again, Tosfos sheet is it depends on Haluk Yechayli Yisrael. That's Tosfos sheet. We're about halfway down the Rush. You have a Dalid in brackets. The Kapula Harist is Dalid. Start the line above it. It starts easily enough. Alma l'Rabbanan. Is it that there? Okay. What the Rush is about to do is to explain. Now, how come? We're about to explain why by Mana Shlishi it's Eina Chaluka Yechayla Liyasemis. That's what we want to explain, right? The Mana Shlishi did is Yemunach. Aye, Mana Shlishi, the Chaluka could be true. So why did Taisa say, why by Mana Shlishi can't it be true? Taisa said, by Mana Shlishi, it can't be Chaluka Yechayla Liyasemis. Why? Isn't that the derech to buy something that's in a third person's hand? So we know 200 it is, 100 it is. The Rush gives a different reason why Mana Shlishi, the Chalukah, can't be true. Now tell me what his reason is. Okay, let's see the side. Alma l'Rabbanan. There's a dot, and then Alma l'Rabbanan. It's a line above the bracketed Dalit over there, in the middle of the Talit. Alma l'Rabbanan. Kol echad yikul ameimer tervayuhu. Any place that's yikul liyasemis, that it's tervayuhu. Even if there's a liar, Tosfos and the Rush don't care if there's a liar. Palgi b'shvur, they divide with a shvur. V'b'chol midi dika l'meyma d'tervayuhu, kaidim shenayda machle kasam. Anything where we could say it belongs to both of them, kaidim shenayda machle kasam. Before we know their argument, bar mimana shlishi. Except by mana shlishi, why can't you do yachleiku? The kaidim shenayda machlu kasam yadua lanifkad shu shal echad meyam. Now that line, or half a line, the kaidim, why can't you do yachloiku by mana shlishi? The kaidim shenayda machlu kasam yadua lanifkad shu shal echad meyam. What do words say? Before they started arguing, the nifkad knew it belongs to one of them. At some point in time, the Nifkad knew it belongs to one of them. Since at some point in time the Nifkad knew it belongs to one of them, that's why you can't do Yachloiku. Those words that you can't do Yachloiku if the Nifkad knew it belongs to one of them. The Ktzais asks, Hanekachu Memkar. Also, the seller, at some point in time, knew who he's selling it to willingly and who he's selling it to against his will. Who gave him the money willingly and who was Baal Karka. And they say Achlaiku. No, they say Achlaiku. By Nekechu Memkar. And there also, Frektik Tzais, at some point in time, the Meicher knew who he was selling it to willingly. He got confused. They kept on begging him. He got mixed up. But at some point in time, it was Yadua to the Meicher who he's selling it to. And yet we say Achlaiku. So what's this line in the Rosh? The Kaidim Shiraidam Achlukasam, you do all the nifkat, you shall echabahan, you can't do it yet like. The place is Kasha again in Kuflamites Sikatna Aleph. Same Kasha. But for Mecca for Memkar, you have the Kasha Taisi, you have the Kasha in the Rosh. If you ask me, that's why you really have to see the Lashon HaRosh. If I learned to Reb Chaim, if it was up to me, I would learn the Reb Chaim into the Rosh. What is the Rosh? What is Reb Chaim's story? That you have an obligation of Hashava, you can't do Yachloif. That's Reb Chaim's story. Right? If you have an obligation of Hashava, you can't do Yachloif. I would understand that that's the pshat in the Rosh now. What does the Rosh say? By mana shlishi, koydim shenoida machlu kason yadua lenifkat shu shalecha mehem. The Rosh says that by mana shlishi, before they started arguing, there was a time that the shomer knew whose it is. I will learn in the Rosh that the Rosh holds, not like Tosfos, or kind of explaining it like Tosfos, the Rosh holds that by Mana Shlishi, the Chi of Hashava, the fact that the person is holding it is a Shomer, he has a Chi of Hashava, that Chi of Hashava prevents him from doing Yachlaiku. Because even though they gave it to him in one bundle, Tosfos holds you could give it all back in one bundle, the Rosh says, no, he's a Shomer. He can't give to Yachlaiku because Kaidim Shanaida Machlukasan, he knew who gets the 200 and who gets the 100, and he was a shame for him for 200 and him for 100. So at Chiyube Hashava, he can't do it. Reb Chaim was explaining at Krech Echad that you could give it back in one bundle. He's explaining Taisa Shita. I'm trying to explain the Rosh difference. Where does the Rosh differ? Because the Rosh holds that even by Krech Echad, but they told him. That's what he's saying. It was known. Kaidim Shadaidim Akhlasa Yadua Le Nifka Chushalachaniyam. The Nifka was told, I'm giving 200, I'm giving 100, let's give him the Krachacha. So the Rosh is saying that if he knew, even if it was given in one bundle, and he knew 200 is his, 100 is his, Mitzad Dine Hashava, he can't give it back. He can't give it to Yachlai. That's how I would learn in the Rosh. Now,
is it
the Nifkad knew who gave? That's what he's saying. That's exactly what he says. The 300 belongs to one of them.
Right, not that he knows which one gave
to the You can learn that into the, you can learn the Rosh that way. I would learn it this way, and it makes more sense. I mean, it's a place of passion.
Why would it make a difference?
I'd rather learn the Rosh that way and make it shver. I would learn the Rosh this way and make it better.
Because if he sees the Bikharat with one bundle, then how can he know
who gave him this bundle? They told him. Look, he knows it's not 300 all for one. They told him it's very normal that they would tell him. There has to be they told him, because otherwise it's a clearly a semis. Maybe it was 150 with his, 150 with his. And he knows that it was 200 for one, 100 for the other. It's
right.
Isn't that normal? I would learn the Rosh this way, and I suspect, I learned here in Yeshiva Barav Chazan for 4 years. So he once told us the Klal. He said that if you learn and you forget, later on when you hear the Kash and you try to think of a Teretz, usually you remember the old Teretz, but you don't realize you're remembering the old Teretz. Let's explain, that's why you find a lot of times in Talmidim, who wrote Sfarim, they have the same teretz that you'll find later in their Rebbe's Sefer. A lot of things like that are a few brisker rovs that are in the Beis Halevi. A few things that he said, because they heard the teretz, they forgot it. Later they had the kasha, and you start thinking, you remember, you think you're thinking of your own teretz, you're really remembering something old. Saying this shot in the Rosh, I'm pretty sure it says somewhere. I don't know where, but like I heard it before. I went there. I went from Mitzia a few times. I just don't know who to tell you says it because I don't remember. But I think that this is. Oh, so he's learning this into the Torah. The Gemara and the Kasha didn't know that the dependent part of the Torah is that. When you get to the Gemara, you'll see that it's wrong. The Akoponim, this is the Rosh. Now, everything we spoke about, we're going to talk about all year. The Sheet has come up again, certainly in the Gemara and Daf Beis, and later. So now, we're going to go to Vayikra in the Mishnah. Let me tell you, on Zayim HaKula Shali and Zayim HaFetzi Shali, there's a famous Rabbi Kivegas Kasha on the Mishnah, to which there are a number of attempts to answer. Basically, it's a Rabbi Kivega. It's one of his style kashas that makes you smile. He says like this. He says, if one person says Kula Shali and one person says Chetzi Shali, the one who says Chetzi Shali is a Maida B'miktas. Right? It's a Maida B'miktas. So forget for a minute about all the things we were talking about till now. We have a new thing. The one who says Chetzi Shali is a Maida B'miktas. What's the din of a Maida B'miktas? That's the swear. So you say the Talis is all yours. And I'm saying it's taka half yours, but half is mine. So what do I have to swear? What do I have to swear? That half is mine. Do I swear half is mine? What does the Mishnah say? I only swear a quarter is mine. Right? They don't let you swear the whole thing. You can only swear a quarter is yours. Not Mishnah. What's the din if someone's a Maida B'miktas and he can't swear? So to be Kiveger, if you say Kula Shali and I say Chetzi Shali, I'm a Maida B'miktas, I'm only swearing on a quarter. On the other quarter, you should get it B'teres Vadai, because I'm Ein Yachal Lishma Mishalim. So we should only split this quarter. We should only split this quarter. I should only get an eighth. Because on the other quarter, you get it Medina Torah, because I'm a Maida B'miktas, a Maida B'miktas doesn't swear loses. So the other quarter you should get, and this quarter we should split.
Then you're depending on this quarter.
Say what?
Say the same thing. Yeah, like how much you want.
So then I'm only going to get a quarter, half of the quarter, which is an eighth.
The whole reason in the first place.
So, but you're right. So now, how much do I swear on if I only get an eighth? I only swear on an eighth.
Same problem. You can go much
less. So kashish continue. I only swear on an eighth because I can't swear more than an eighth because the other person is going to have to swear on 7/8. But now he's getting 7/8. I'm getting an eighth. Follow the next step. Huh? Again, the Kivega stop is that if I'm a Maida B'miktas and I don't swear, I lose it for Teres Vada. No, I'll fifth way. So on this half we're fighting over, the quarter, you should get the Teres Vada, we should split the other quarter, which means I get an eighth. Once I only get an eighth, I should only swear on the eighth. If I only swear on the eighth, then on the other eighth, it's again, I'm a Maida B'miktas, the Teres Yeshua B'Mishalim, and we should only split the eighth, which means I only get a 16th. I mean, obviously, this would continue. Right, so, speaking at the Kasha now, so that for tomorrow you should have it straight, Rabbi Kiveger is on the Omid Beis, actually, as the Rabbi Shimon, in the first Rabbi Shimon, Simon Aleph, Hois Aleph, brings Rabbi Kiveger, and he says in the Halach, and now, to answer it, we'll get